I thank you all for joining us today to celebrate the International Day of Forests 2016. This year's theme is Forest and Water. FAO's mandate is to attain a world without hunger, but for that we need water security also. As you know, forests play a major role in the water cycle, from recharging groundwater to contributing to precipitation. They also act as a natural water filter, regulating water quantity and quality. Forests, watersheds, and wetlands supply about 75%, three quarters of the world's accessible freshwater for domestic, agricultural, industrial, and ecological needs. Forests and trees are essential for maintaining resilience production system, communities, and ecosystems. This year, our flagship publication, The State of World's Forest, SOFU, centers on the theme Forests and Agriculture, Land Use Challenge and Opportunities. SOFU 2016 will show the importance of the sustainable and integrated management of forestry and agriculture. The close link between forest, water management, agriculture, and food security is in itself reason enough for halting or reversing deforestation and forest degradation. A recent study found that more than 70% of the global population, near 4.3 billion people, face moderate to severe water scarcity at least once a year. In the last 25 years, the global forest area declined by 3.1% and now is just under 4 billion hectares. Although the rate of global net forest loss slowed down from 7.3 million hectares in the 90s to 3.3 million in between 2010 to 2015, even though deforestation remains a matter of our deep concern. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to address sustainable water issues, many international processes have identified the restoration of degraded forests and other lands as one of the key solutions. And more countries are making commitments to support this approach. At the Paris Conference held last December, pledges were made under the Boom Challenge to restore more than 14 million hectares of degraded land. Reaching this ambitious objective will not be easy. We know that. We need more than $300 billion per year to do it by 2030, and so achieve the Development Goal 15 Target 3. Governments are facing increasing constraints on public funding, as we know. We all know that this will be very difficult. So it's likely that long-term financing solutions will need to rely on a creative mix of resources from the private sector and instruments to enable self-sustained financing, such as environment funds. At the same time, it is important to minimize the risk to local communities and indigenous people that depend on forests to survive. Working to ensure that FAO will organize a meeting on private sector funding of the forest sector. In addition, the organization has recently produced a publication for sustainable finance for forestry and landscape restoration. in collaboration with the global mechanism, the UNCCD. FAO is now working more closely than ever with financial institutions and private sectors actors to promote more effective public-private partnership for increasing investments and wide-scale action. For example, at the Asia-Pacific Forest Week held in the Philippines last month, several countries discussed a new regional restoration initiative for enhanced action on the Boone Challenge commitments to be supported by FAO and our partners. They recommended that FAO engage with the Green Fund and regional development banks to increase support to countries for better planning and implementing landscape restoration. FAO will do so. Promoting forest restoration and avoiding forest loss will require a significant increase level of funding and innovative financing, including private funds and traditional investors in the next years. Some of the countries have created successful enabling environment for private sector investment on forestry and developed innovative funding mechanisms, such as payment for ecosystem service. Ladies and gentlemen, climate change is a major global threat and has to be factored into the forest food water equation. Climate change is exacerbating water stress and food vulnerability, putting thousands of communities at risk. FAO is scaling up the promotion of measures to achieve integrated approach to land use at different scales. Forests included in the adaptation measure mentioned by 101 countries and mitigation measures of 88 countries submitted their intent national determined contributions following the Paris Agreement. Stakeholder commitment is essential for effective policy implementation. There is potential to further develop private governance initiatives such as voluntary certification schemes, moratoria, or commitments to zero deforestation supply chains. FAO can play a key role in supporting governance to create the conditions of more effective engagement, as well as a stronger role of private sector and local actors that will support the green value chain development. Furthermore, in various countries, we have found that devolving forest management rights to local communities and smallholders has improved access to forest benefits through collaborative forest management. This has also led to greater recognition of the values of forestry. FAO is committed to providing a neutral platform for negotiation and dialogue, as well as to encourage greater interaction among all the parties working to achieve sustainable managed forests. But FAO's commitment alone is not enough. We know that. We welcome the contribution and collaboration of all partners. The challenges are many, but our goal is very clear: to ensure sustainable management of forest and water resources in the planet. Before concluding, I would like to welcome Mr. René Castro, the new AGG for forests. I think this is his first public occasion with me, at least, and certainly with many of you. René is committed to push forestry in FAO, working together with the other departments and also with our five strategic objectives. Thank you very much.